Oddity Program, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. And I also would like to point out at this time that these are differing levels of fandom here. For me, I'm new to this band. Today, we are talking about the Aquabats! And there's an exclamation point, so you have to exclaim it. The Aquabats! And if anybody...
Everything has an exclamation point.
It's true. Aquabats. We're going to be doing a lot of shouting today. So, we're gonna be talking about them today. But we've done all the hard work to get you into the band, because hard work works. Justin didn't pull up the copy. It doesn't matter, because it's January anyway. I'll say this. Download the app. It's a free app. Get yourself in tip-top physical using Coach Joe's proven methods that I am going to start doing in the new year, because... you know, I hate to say new year, new me, but at least new body? Shrug? I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best. And
Mayhap.
And Coach Joe is going to be the one to get me there, because he's great. I love him. Download the Hard Work Works fitness app. It's a free download. It's only $10 a month, and you're gonna love how you look. Is that taken? Or is... I don't know. Is that
sounds like Ben's warehouse?
Damn it! I was trying to create on the fly. What the hell's going on here? So, as decide, commit, and get in shape. That's I'm sorry, Joe. I love you. I jacked up the whole situation. Hard work works fitness. Do the damn thing. All right. So today we're talking about the Aquabats. And I'm serious when I say I'm going to shout that every time without fail, because exclamation points. I love bands that have punctuation in their name, specifically exclamation points. So now I can't remember which one of you put these up first, if it was either Randy or Chris, and either one of you wouldn't surprise me.
I think what happened was Chris played an Aquabats song, and I won't say it to save where we're going with this, but I think you played it in one of the Let's Playlist nights, right?
Yep.
Okay. So
I think I did also. Gonna drove you guys crazy with because it was just something about bats, and you guys were trying to figure out the symbolism,
right?
And
yeah.
I was like, no, just bats.
I'm like, who wore the red sweater? Is it a Cardinals reference? Is it a Reds reference? I was trying to figure this out. I'm like,
just
the
lyrics
in the title.
Yeah.
And then I inquired, and like, do you want to do the Aquabats? Because that would be very interesting. That's one that I know pretty much the whole discog for, and here we are about to talk about the Aquabats.
So lay it on me, Randy. What is it about the Aquabats? You just said that you're pretty familiar with the discography. What drew you to them?
Just the zaniness. You know, when I was, I would say like a sophomore or junior in high school, I was kind of in the ska scene, and I was into ska and stuff like Real Big Fish was really popular, and I wouldn't say really popular, but within my circles it was popular. And the Aquabats were definitely one of those that, you know, you kind of gravitated towards, because the whole ska thing, you had what, 7-8 members of a band together, and they all wore superhero outfits and wore the eye goggles and everything like that. So it was cool and it was entertaining. And one of the things I bought their Aquabats Awesomeness concert DVD. I forget what it was called. It's like Reeks of Awesomeness or whatever. I'm just going to say that. But
5-second pose.
The live performance that they put on is freaking incredible. They basically, and they have their own TV show now. I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but it was on Netflix for a while. I don't know where it is now. But they basically did their TV show on the live stage, where they would have like villains come out, the Powder Milk Man would come out and spray him with powdered milk, and they'd play the song. Danger Woman would come out. I remember there was a guy from a record executive that he was like, I want to sell you guys on joining my record label, like this big time record label. And he says, kids, do you like Avril Lavigne? She's pretty cool. We can be like Avril Lavigne, be popular like her. And it was just funny. And the how they played off the crowd and how they reacted to everything, and, you know, commercial breaks with pudding and stuff like that in between It was just, it's a lot of fun. And I've never seen them live, but a ton of my friends who were all in a band together got to see them, I guess, the weekend that I was at my brother's wedding. And I came home to about 15 voicemails being like, how come you missed the Aquabats? How come you missed the Aquabats? And I was just like, yeah, literally one thing that would be more important, it would be this.
So that brings us to Chris Otto. This is your first episode of Deprogrammed. Why?
Yep.
Why did the Aquabats have to be the one? Why is this your entry point into Deprogrammed?
I'm not sure why this is the entry point or why I wasn't on sooner. Probably laziness on my part. But the Aquabats, I really love bands that do gimmicky stuff, like with the superhero stuff. Here Come the Mummies. They were like, they're a good funk band, but they're like, okay, if we dress up like mummies, we can be a great funk band. And they are. I'm sure they have a higher following because of that. I'm sure the Aquabats were a decent ska band. And then they said, oh, wait, what if we come up with this persona and the stage show and we're superheroes? And that elevates them to an even better ska band. Because there was, you know, 8,000 ska bands. You need a gimmick to set you above the rest. Mm-hmm. And it works. And plus, just the weirdness of it. I love weird stuff. Always have. I actually found the Aquabats researching kids shows that my toddler could watch. And I stumbled on Yo Gabba Gabba. Uh-huh. And the Aquabats were a guest on Yo Gabba Gabba because the MC Bat Commander actually is one of the co-creators of the show. And that was on Netflix. And then there was You Might Like This. And it was the TV show. And I'm like, holy shit, this TV show is amazing. Holy shit, these guys actually have music too. And the music is just so damn good. It's so good. It's that's definitely in my wheelhouse. Just weird stuff. Stuff that speaks to my childhood.
Leave them for Blink-182.
I know, right? I know, right? So, Jenny, you...
So, yeah. Oh. Aquabats, it had to be the Aquabats.
Yeah. So, Jenny, you jumped in last minute, like week and a half ago.
Literally, like last night at 11:59. Right? Yes. It was after Jackbox night once. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how it happened because as like every Jackbox night, I have a few drinks. I have a few alcohols. And the next thing I know, I'm signing up for Deprogrammed. That's happening in less than like 2 weeks with 89 songs. I had no idea what I was getting into because I had listened to them. A coworker got me listening to them like probably like 15 years ago. And I really love their stuff. You know, my daughter was much younger at the time, and so she was watching kids shows, and I think that's like when their show was still on TV. I can't remember if it was like Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon or whatever. And I'm flipping through the channels and I was like, holy shit, is this Aquabats? These are the guys that I'm listening to. Like, I was already listening to their music and I was like, this is amazing. It just blew my mind that there was something that's like so like fun for adults that is kid appropriate but isn't kid music. Mm-hmm. And it just made me so happy. So, but I didn't realize that they had like 17 albums or whatever. I should have known.
Well, yeah. So for me, my relationship with the Aquabats, it's funny that Randy brought up Travis Barker. That's pretty much it. That's all I knew about them. I remember when Travis came into Blink, me being like, oh, I don't want this guy in my band. Oh, man. And then like somebody mentioned, oh, you used to be in this band Aquabats. And I never bought... I used to go into FYE, and they had Return and Fury there, like right in my face. And I was like, man, I should buy those and just see what Travis was up to before Blink. I never did. And I got to admit, I regret that now. This is another band that should have been.
This seems like a Justin Wheelhouse band to me.
They really, absolutely. Yeah.
That's probably why you pushed it up to the top.
I honestly, shrug. They're very much like
before Descendants. Come on,
imagine if you will, if Weird Al did albums full of ska originals, and you know that's not exact, but yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah,
yeah, it's close.
And you
Weird
know,
Al has been on their show too. They have a relationship with him.
doesn't surprise me. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me in the least, because this is right. This is in that neighborhood. This is Weird Al adjacent. This is Devo adjacent as far as sound. There's obviously, since it's, you know, in the ska realm, there's punk rock. I mean, I don't know. I'm a sucker for horns. We all know that. So like, I don't know why I didn't take the dive before, but I both hate and love you guys for making me do this, because let's get into the next part. As Jenny already mentioned, 89 songs, only 4 hours and 47 minutes, which is great because it's easy to ingest. So I'll say this right now. If you like ska, if you like gimmicks, listen to the Aquabats. You can ingest the entire thing in an afternoon. It'll be a long afternoon, but you can ingest the entire thing in an afternoon. So, Randy, what was it like putting your 20 together for this, for a band that you really know well?
Well, I thought about it more and more, and then I thought about the Aquabats aren't just one gimmick. They are so many gimmicks in one. It's like all of geek and nerd culture, kind of the melting pot of everything. You have monsters, you have sci-fi, you have superheroes, and then you have the other side of it, which is kind of being an outcast, being a loser, and and having nostalgia for TV and having nostalgia for being a kid. And that's kind of like, a lot of their stuff is very wholesome like that. Mm-hmm. And I think like Jenny was saying before, kids can listen to this and anybody can really listen to this. So I wanted to kind of, throw the darts. I wanted to kind of spread the darts a little bit on this and try to get all of those centralized themes into this, because there are so many. And even musically, their sound went from ska, like you said, ska to Devo sounding, and then you get into Charged, and I completely forgot about that record. And there were only two songs I recognized off of it, and the rest, I'm like, this could be Yellow Card. This could sound like legit mid-2000s pop punk, and everything is just so different that, it's good. And, like, they're a legit band. You look at them, and you would think, oh, well, they're just kind of a joke, and, you kind of laugh them off. But no, like, they legit know what they're doing. There's a reason why they have a TV show, and, there's a reason why, Yo Gabba Gabba was incredibly popular however long ago. I don't know if it still is. They're legit, man, and I just tried to get the best songs to fit those themes.
So, Chris, this being your first time around, I saw you stressing just before we went on.
It was bad. It was bad.
What was it like putting your 20 together?
I way overthought things. My first run through, I think I had 56 I started out with, something like that.
Not a good start.
It's hard to cut. It's hard to cut these songs because all of them are so good. I cut it down to like 30 something, and then I was down to like 25. And like for the past 3 weeks, I just constantly had the playlist playing in my car. And occasionally a song would come on and I'd be like, meh, and skip it. And I'm like, all right, I know I can cut that one because I skipped it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. That's how but I wanted to make sure that I chose songs that somebody who had never heard the band could be like, oh yeah, this is a really good song, as opposed to some of the deeper cuts who are like, this is definitely an Aquabats song, but it's not something that somebody just casually listening to them might be like, oh, this is a great song.
Mm-hmm.
That's something for somebody to discover after they've listened to like this bunch.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I've got at least one from every album, and it's a crazy mix.
So Jenny, doing your cram sesh, how did you come about your list this time?
So it was because of the time constraint and the amount of songs, and the fact that I'm like the fourth person that's just kind of like butting her way onto the panel at the last minute, I felt like I didn't have as much pressure as normal. So I just legitimately went with the ones that like made me feel the happiest when I listened to it. Number one, 2020 has sucked, and like we all need something like the Aquabats in our lives, something that you just listen to and you're like, God, this is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just representing that the fun aspect of them. And I felt like I could go a little bit more off the wall with some of the picks, because I'm like, I just want to represent some extra songs that maybe other people would pass over. So I'm a wild card today.
You're a wild card every day, Jenny.
Wild card, bitches.
Wild card.
So I think, I can't remember the number I put out there. It was 40 something. I think it may have been 47, my first catch, my first roundabout, which is roughly half. So like Chris said, the cuts aren't easy to find. So I kind of, like Jenny, was trying to find the stuff that made me feel the best. Although I did find plenty of songs that I was just like, yeah. And alluding to or expanding on what Randy said more appropriately, when I hit Charge, you start listening to Charge and I'm just like, I kind of just went from, this is a really fun band to, oh, I hate to use the term real, but they're a real band too. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I was like,
they were using that dual mic. It kind of had, I don't know, like, it recording techniques style, like they're just not going into a recording studio and press and play like most ska bands from the 90s would do, just let the horns play out. No, like they're, you listen to the mic and they're, I think it's double tracked, so you hear like MC Bat Commander sounds like richer on it.
Mm-hmm. And so like I'm trying to find wackiness, I'm trying to find some of their real stuff. I'm trying to find, you got to have some villains. Like, so like I found a balance that I'm pretty happy with. And yeah, you never know, man, this list or this game with four people, you never know how it's going to go. But I hope that we don't have a lot of Aquabats fans screaming at us about our choices. Because
I don't think we will.
At the end of the day, it's still the Aquabats, and it's still a lot of fun. And how dare you try to make it more serious than it is?
Exactly. You know, I had the reverse mindset of John for this one, where he wants to go into NTP. I want there to be a unanimous 10. If we can make it a unanimous 10 for this, that would be just icing on the cake for deprogramming.
That would be cool. And I'm not sure that we've ever gotten 10 unanimous. I think Sick Man did 9, and you know, we filled the 10th pretty easily, but I don't think we've ever gotten 10. And I know for a fact this would be cool. We actually discussed this on Pearl Jam Championship Edition. If we got more than 10 unanimous and had to make cuts,
right? You'd have to debate a cut,
what?
Right?
That would
this
be
could his, be the band that does that. It.
It could be, because
I could see it happening.
That's why I brought it up. I think that a lot of these songs, like Jenny was saying, there are certain songs that just make you smile. They make you happy. And even the later album stuff, where it was kind of, I don't know, less about the villains and things like that, there were just fun songs. I'm just like, yeah, let's play it. I'm going to add it. Why the hell not? I think there's a real legit chance that we have to get all these, because I actually, when I dwindled it down to 20, I put 14 songs straight there. I said these 14 absolutely have to be there because I love them and nothing is going to kick them out. So the final six here and there, I had a one last second change, and hopefully that's going to be something that would end up being unanimous, because that song, I feel like everybody else is going to have it. So I didn't want to be the guy, but we'll see when we get to it.
We will.
I'm really afraid that I'm going to be the guy. I'm going to be the guy.
Oh, no,
episode.
Don't put that on yourself.
I 100% know I'm going to be I know one song in particular that I think I'm going to get yelled at for.
If she ends up like just having all the wrong ones, we can just cut her out. Pretend she didn't show up. Like Jenny wasn't
just
here.
She was the fourth.
How dare you?
I feel like I'm just being a spoiler. It's fine.
Well, and that, a four-person panel, it is a lot harder to hit as many unanimous. So, you know, we'll see. Especially, it is an expansive catalog. It's 89 songs. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever I come into an 80-plus band, four unanimous is a home run to me. Like that, we did well if we got four unanimous. So, because you see a lot of threes, twos and threes that get you into the conversation. So we'll go from there. But with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The four of us have combed through the Aquabats discography and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash against each other in an attempt to get a top 10 starter kit for you in case you have never listened to the Aquabats. Also, if you're a fan of the Aquabats and you dig or disagree, feel free to reach out at the Hulkster. I get lots of people yelling at me. It's fun. All right, I'm going to start here because number one, I loved Charge. Number two, this is on brand for the Aquabats. Number three, it's on brand for me. Like this is something that I want people saying to themselves, and it's something that I'm doing, trying to do every day for myself. Look at me. I'm a winner.
Number five on my list.
Hey.
Yes. Love it.
Don't have it.
I'm sorry.
No. Oh.
This is a tough band. I think I've done this on a couple other panels, but it's like, it's hard to say no to any song that they have. Like any single, there's like one that I was like, oh, this is an easy pass. That's it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really hard to say no. There's no real winners.
Yeah. I had it. It got cut.
See, this is one I've like, even when I wasn't listening to the Aquabats, I would still kind of play it in my head because I always thought that it would make really good theme music for like a Heath Slater type heel, like kind of a dopey, cocky, you know, jobber mid-carder.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always kind of envisioned somebody going to the ring with like, you know, Kanye glasses and like acting like he's a big tough guy when it's really, you know, a Heath Slater type.
All right, well, two of us, it gets into the conversation, so it's a start. All right, Randy, where are you going to start?
I'm going to try to do my best Zoidberg impersonation here.
Reveal your mysteries.
Because I love when Zoidberg says this word. Giant robot bird head.
I got it.
I don't have it.
That.
So that was,
sorry.
That was three of us?
I'll be that guy.
Jenny, you have it?
I do.
All right, three.
That's three? Three is not bad.
Three is not bad. Find it on the list. There it is. All right. JW, RS, Jay-Z, not the rapper.
Jay-Z?
All right. We got three there. Chris, you're up.
Yes. All right. Let's start with, I'll go on Charge as well. It is a great album. Hot Summer Nights.
Oh, that was my last cut. That was my cut because of something else that I thought would be unanimous.
I love the whole phone thing at
yes,
the end.
That's why I put it in. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I meant this is Janet.
Elizabeth, yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. No, she moved to us, Alaska, so delete this phone, okay? Bye-bye.
New phone, who dis?
Did you have it, Jenny?
Is that...
No, I wanted to. But...
Oh,
there it goes into the
tree.
My first pick too. Oh, now I'm embarrassed. Man. Can I change it?
Nope.
That's
how you get broken into deprogrammed.
Yep, right? Your first miss. It's better to get it here.
Force your way in.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Jenny.
Okay, I'm going to go with, you know, I don't even care. This is my favorite Aquabat song. I've listened to this so many times, Red Sweater.
That's the one that I added in for Hot Summer Nights.
I've got that.
Oh, so do I.
Unanimous?
Yep.
There's one.
I got it.
Bop, shoo, bop, bop, shoo, bop, bop, shoo, bop. And this is the song that was played during Let's Playlist.
What's funny is...
Jenny chose this one, yes.
Yeah.
What's funny is Red Sweater kept dropping down my list, down towards the bottom of it. So it's funny that that's the first one we got unanimous. It wasn't ever going to get cut. It was making the list. It just, it went from somewhere way up top to...
I love it.
It kept plummeting. But it got in.
It's so like horny and kind of like romantic, like in a kid sort of way. Mm-hmm. Like.
Right.
You know, like it's a 10-year-old writing a love letter to his crush.
I don't care if we live in a garbage can. Like,
right?
Yeah.
What? What is this?
Yeah. Now, I didn't rank any of mine. I have in my head which ones are my top, but I didn't like rank them from top to bottom.
I have this. This is an 18. And this again was a last, this was a right the last second I put this in for Hot Summer Nights. And it's good because we have a unanimous one now, mm-hmm. instead of one that two that are sitting there with three and two votes. So mm-hmm. it makes the conversation a lot easier.
Let's get a little taste here before we move on. Love it. Love it. Red Sweater is in.
Kind of neat.
All right, let's see. I think I'm going to go here with the... I don't know if I want to go down my list or if I want to just play randomly. You know, I'm going to go back to Charge because I think this was one of my favorite songs too. Meltdown.
No. That one.
That was one of the last ones I was looking at as I was trying to fill out my list. Because, like, while everybody else cuts songs, it's easier for me if I add songs. Like, if I start with the ones that are like, yeah, this has to be in, and then it's like, I don't know, I just have to find my next top 10. And I was looking at that one, like, real hard at the end.
Oh, man, I got to admit, that one hurts. I'm going to do something way out of character here, just because it went right into the not listed. I normally don't do this.
You can say the word. I know they're not.
But... Oh, God. Listen to how... Oh. Whoa. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm okay now.
I mean, nothing personal. There's not an Aquabats song that I don't like. Oh, I like them all.
There was honestly, one that really, really irritated me.
I can't think of one that I hate.
Yeah, just one. I know. I put it in my notes. I was like, there's one in particular that I'm
if
like.
If it comes up, we'll vote.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same one.
I also wonder, yeah.
All right. Well, Meltdown is out. Randy, you're up.
My turn again. I'm going to go with another love song, Lovers of Loving Love.
Yes.
Number three on my list.
That's close to the top.
I don't have that one either.
Oh my God.
Such a good song. That's why I almost left Red Sweater off, because I said I have the strongest love song in their catalog.
It's so good, but you know, I can't be typecast just picking all the romantic
cherry
songs.
Cherry chapstick. Oh.
Come on. You got to see the live version of it where he just pauses and he gets the crowd.
Lovers.
It's pretty hysterical. That's probably why I've had such an attachment to that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys got two, though, so it's in the conversation.
It's in there.
All right. Chris?
All right. I'm going to go with my one pick off the new album, Pajamas On.
Yes.
Yes. My one pick off the new album, too.
It's so good. If you could encapsulate like a new song for 2020, yes. Pajamas On.
Yeah, that's
exactly
true.
What I was thinking.
That was... Yep. That was probably like number 22 on the list. It was like, and because of the same reason, I was like, this, I feel like this song was written for 2020.
Right.
Yeah. Because it was written in 2020.
Yeah. Before we even did Deep Purple, I had no idea that Aquabats even put out a record this year. Everybody put out a record this year.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Seriously. Taylor Swift.
What the fuck else are they going to do? Yeah. We got nothing else to do. Let's make a record.
Yeah. All right, so Pajamas On.
The record is good, but that's my...
Is it two or three?
It's three. I had it too, yes.
You have it. Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Yes.
But yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite tune off the new album.
All right. Jenny?
Oh, shit. All right. What am I going to do? I don't know. I think the last one that took the very last spot on my list, I'm going to go with this one, Karate Body.
I already chopped.
Yep.
It definitely made my first pass, but
it's fine. It was just so much fun. And then I actually watched the video right after, like, I put that last song on the list, and it was between that and one other song. And I was like, you know what? After seeing the video, I feel like I made the right choice. And I stand by that. I'm fine.
Gotta go with the gut.
Yep. I told you I'm gonna be a spoiler on this show.
Let's see.
Oh, there's still a lot of time.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of
time left to go.
There's lots of gameplay.
Lots of time to disappoint you again.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sure you will.
Oh, God.
He said it.
Yeah. I think it's about time we introduce a villain. Marshmallow yes. Man.
Oh, that's not the villain that I have.
No.
What album is that off of?
First one. Return.
Oh, that's Return. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that did not make my first cut.
All right.
Which, I'm sorry. I didn't, you kind of blurred out when you said
the
name.
He's a Marshmallow Man.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. That's what I thought you said. I just want to make sure you didn't say something else. Yeah, no, I don't have that one.
All right. All right. We just want to say no to me, okay? I get it.
Always. After Championship Edition, I don't know if I'm allowed to say no to you.
All right. There we go. All right, Randy.
Another Oscar. What do I want to play? I'm going to go nostalgia here. And this is specifically the version from Return, because some of these songs are both on Return and Fury. And this is a song that basically plays to their nostalgia and loving, you know, toys and loving TV shows and band and Devo is specifically mentioned. Play-Doh.
Yes.
That might be my number one. I think Play-Doh is my number one song.
Wow.
It's me and my childhood. The Star Wars figures.
Literally, yeah.
Devo. I loved Devo.
Scooby-Doo?
You know,
did they make
big,
Scooby-Doo in that
big
one?
G.I. Mm-hmm. Joe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shaggy drove the mystery van. That might be my number one. Yes, Play-Doh. Absolutely.
Jenny?
I got it.
I do have it.
Hey!
There we go.
Unanimous.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know it's my number one, but it's very likely my number one.
It was 7 on my list.
Yeah. I chose the one off of Return.
So did I.
Because for a new
the
listener,
baseline, right?
For a new listener, you can understand the lyrics better than the one off of The Fury. And The Fury has that annoying thing where they released the album on cassette and it's a secret track.
Right.
So there's like 2 minutes of silence before the song comes on.
Oh, yeah.
Which they didn't cut out when they put the track on Spotify.
Right. That was
so you got to listen to 2 minutes of silence before the song starts, and that drives me insane.
Yeah. I prefer, don't have that bass line in the beginning. Yeah. You need that bass line.
I prefer the Fury version better, though. Just lyrically, I like that version better because I know the words, so I can understand what they're saying. But if you don't know the song, I think the other one's better.
Let's get a little taste of the Play-Doh there. You shouldn't eat Play-Doh, kids. I had that one pimple. My everyday was made up of these plans. To ride my bike and thrifties on festivals and ice cream. Find the snowest figurines. That horn line. Thinking of my action men, come from grip and all. What happened to them all? Running through my old life, looking for my lost toys. Where is all my fun gone? Now that we're all older, bullets get much colder. Let's all look forward to the new dawn. And now that for my life. Yeah. Two. We got two. We're doing.
When I was a little. Oh my God, I love that song. Came in a little
can. All right.
I was Star Wars' biggest fan. Because I was Star Wars' biggest fan when I was a child. Still am. Still am. Anyway.
That's a big competition you got there.
That's a great one.
All right, Chris, you're up.
Oh shit. Okay.
I know. Right?
Let's go with what my discovery of the Aquabats, Pool Party.
Number one on my list.
Absolutely. That's a close, that might, I don't know that it's number one, but it's really up there.
Jenny didn't take it?
I didn't either.
I didn't have it. I wanted
oh,
to.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh, close.
Oh, Pool Party needs to be there. Oh, okay. This is a discussion we're going to have later.
There's a few that you've already said that are not going to be a tough fight for me.
Right.
Honestly.
Pool Party was
audience. I am so facepalming right now. If you could see it,
it's the game. This is the game.
It's the game.
Wow.
It's tough.
Yep.
This game's a heartbreaker, man.
Wow. It sure is.
Yeah, that literally to me is my favorite song of theirs. But hey, everybody has.
Yep.
Everybody has different tastes of the Aquabats, so I understand that. But
is there a pause? Because now I need another drink.
it's in the conversation, so it's okay. It just didn't get the unanimous.
Am I allowed to run downstairs for 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll,
I don't know.
We'll vamp.
If it screws up editing too much, I can stay.
No, we'll vamp. Cause,
editing? What's that?
Yeah, what's editing? I don't know.
Talk about...
You guys don't spend
them.
6 hours right. a week
you got,
going through
you,
footage?
No.
You got 2 minutes. Convince them to add pool party to their lists.
Well, here's the
Go.
Thing.
I'll be right back.
Here's, it's a pool party for the cool kids at my school.
Here's the thing, though. Like,
I know, man.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be an easy one to put on through once we get there, because again, I had it and there's one or two that I feel like I could swap out. We'll get to them and you'll be like, what, why?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
I'm
gonna be way okay with pool party.
The same thing.
Yeah.
It was tough to make some of these choices because it's like I want to represent some different kind of sounds or just, right. like I said, whatever just made me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to that when I was like, God, I really love this one. But which one do I take off the list now because of this? I don't know. It's tough. There's really no losers on this catalog.
Yeah.
You said 89 songs. So, yeah, I get, you know, there are going to be more than 20 that are going to make you happy. Pool party, man. Mm-hmm. That's my number one. It from the phone call in the beginning, bro, what's up, dude? Just watching the dating game. Right on. Like, it just,
if I'm
everything
honest,
in that from and then they come out of nowhere with Tom Sawyer, and you're like, what the hell is going on? And you're kind of envisioning like cannonballs in the pool or something like that. And I almost think, because he says in the song, the ratio of girls to guys is 5-1. And I kind of think it's five, like, you know, 300-pound guys to one kind of goth girl that's not going in the pool at all.
Throwing candy bars in the pool. Laughing loud. All right.
So
did you convince them? Did they add it?
I did my best shot.
Nope.
Oh,
not
son
changing
of a bitch.
Anything.
Yep. Jenny.
You got to convince me in the next round.
That's right.
You son of a bitch.
What?
You're up.
Oh.
All right.
Fashion Zombies. From Charge.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
no.
I think that's the best hook they have. Love that song.
God, I love Fashion Zombies.
Great song.
I cut it. Yeah, same.
I think that was eight.
Oh.
Eight on my list.
All right.
It's eight.
So Randy saved you. It gets into the conversation.
Saved you.
All right. So
all Jenny's picks are going in the trash.
All right. Where do I want to go here?
I did okay. I just wanted to be an asshole.
I feel like we've spent so much time on this episode to not get here. This one feels like I don't want to say a gimme because nothing is a gimme in this game, but super rad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
See, and here's, okay, that I understand that because that's their most famous, most popular song.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's a great song. Don't get me wrong. I love it, but it's not on my list.
But I actually went into this saying that and two other songs. I want to try to make this list without those songs, and I put all three in. I couldn't help it.
I also...
one of those bands.
It gets a nod because we only got two answers from listeners, and that was one of them. So it gets a nod. All right,
okay. Randy, fair enough.
It's three. It's in the conversation, so it's all good. Randy, you're up.
Okay, I picked six songs from Myths and Legends, so I'm going to play a Myth and Legend song. And this one's a weird one because it's a parody song, and I just can't get over that they're parodying all... they're parodying Korn, they're parodying Limp Bizkit, they're parodying Rage Against the Machine. I fell asleep in my arm, and now it's totally numb. I fell asleep in my arm.
Damn it.
Nobody? Anybody?
Nope.
Shit.
Almost.
No, that was actually
it was close.
Kind of turned me off about that song. I was like, I can't choose the Aquabats Limp Bizkit song.
It was close.
I did choose it because it's just so freaking random.
When
it was close.
That opening, because it's exactly the blind riff for Korn, and so I was like, wait a second, are they doing a corn song? I was like, they're doing a fucking corn song. I was like, yes, oh my god. And then like I weighed it out against the rest of the discography, and I was like, I'm gonna be the only motherfucker with this song if I pull this. So
nope.
Well,
I had to do it,
man. I wish I would have backed you up on this one, man. But it's all right.
It's all right.
It made it this far. Oh god, it makes me so happy that it made the conversation though. Like it made it onto the show. All right, Chris.
Sometimes it's worth it just for that.
Right. Oh yeah. Exactly.
All right. Here's one that I'm going to be very upset if Justin doesn't have it.
Uh-oh.
Hey Homies.
I don't.
What?
Oh.
If I had
it's all about hugs. How do you not have that song?
I put this on the list and I was like, I know that Justin's going to have this. This is 100% on brand for Justin. I have to add this. And I'm Justin, you let me down.
Do you see the hurt? Do you see the hurt and shock on my face?
The sound of the song is what got it cut. Like it made my first pass because it's all about hugs and such. I was like, man, this is great. And then when I came back around it again, I weighed it against everything else, and I'm like, I got other stuff. So this will not be a hard sell. Hugs.
Oh,
so is that
with
two?
The, hey homies, what's up? Clap, clap, and they say clap, clap. Come on, that's brilliant.
I didn't say it wasn't. It's bow time.
That was aside from the one from what's it, High Five Soup. That was one of the two that went to the final round before deciding, and then I ultimately decided on the other song.
Yeah,
we haven't brought up yet. So
I got three on High Five Soup. We'll see. All right.
If I had to put a number to it,
I'm disappointed in you, Justin.
If I had to put a number
as
to
usual.
It. Well, you know, that's what it's what I do. I mean, ask the internet. I am a disappointment.
I kid. I love
it. That's what we get for trying to play the game and trying to pick Justin picks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If I have another Justin pick, then he's probably going to disappoint me again.
Yeah. Don't
but we'll
do
see.
That.
Okay.
I have one. Yeah.
Don't ever do that.
All right.
Because I'm playing the game too. So
I'm new to the game. Give me a break.
No, it's all right. But you got enough.
Just want to give you a hug, man.
I know, right?
I do want to give Justin a hug. I want to give Justin the biggest hug.
But Jenny had it, so it's in the conversation. So it's not in the.
It's
not
in there.
It's not in the garbage. All right,
okay.
Jenny, you are up.
Oh, it's my turn now.
Yep,
it's my turn to get yelled at. attacked by snakes.
Nope.
No, I don't have it.
That song is so much fun.
It is.
I like getting attacked by snakes.
It is.
There's I thought I'd so have much way more songs off rhyming. Here.
I think I have like the most from that album, honestly. Like, just the way that they rhyme, like so many snakes, you can fill the Great Lakes with snakes. just rhyming within rhymes. It's great.
Oh, the rhymes. That was the other reason I picked Pajamas On, because there's a rhyme in there that you haven't heard it, Randy, but I know Jenny has, and I don't know if Justin has, the Uncle Mayer musical. And they say it's a rhyme that I could see Uncle Mayer writing. If I don't like a package, I'll send it right backage. that line, I'm just like, oh my god, that's like an Uncle Mayer line. That's like something I would write. I fucking love that. Speaking of rhymes.
All right, shoot. Now we're right about where I thought we'd be. Two all the way through, four in the conversation. It's about right.
Okay.
Where do I go? I think I got to trot out another villain. How about Danger Woman?
That's what you want. That's what you get. You call it Danger Woman.
Nope.
Is that unanimous?
I got two.
No.
Oh, I thought
Sorry.
You were pumping your fist.
No.
I have it.
All right.
Damn it.
Got two.
That was probably like in my top 25, though.
For sure.
That was a hard cut.
One. See? They all are, Chris. See?
They're all hard
they
cuts.
All are.
They are.
They mm-hmm. all are. That's what people need to realize when they're yelling at me about choices, ladies and gentlemen on the internet. They're all hard cuts.
Right.
The Aquabats, every cut is a hard cut.
Uh-huh.
It is.
All right.
I think it's so easy. Step up and do the show.
And seriously, though, like, that's a for real invitation, Denise Mendoza, whoever you are. Like, I would like you to tweet me so I know who you are. You volunteered to do the show, and I don't know how to contact you. I don't know how.
Get in touch,
and
Denise.
It's a show that I would like to do, so like it's important to me.
Yeah, seriously, it takes it from two.
And that's what's important here.
It takes it from one more to two be determined. So I need to know who you are. But seriously, I'll pause the show here for a second. If you want to come do the show, seriously, I want to talk about your favorite band with you. Like that's what this is about to me. So.
Especially if you're tuning in and it's ska music, because a lot of ska fans are probably tuning in. I'm down to do like the Real Big Fishes and the Toasters of the world. Like, put that on the list and I'm in. Let's get those in. And I have Less Than Jake. I put Less Than Jake on my list. So if anybody wants to do that,
I'll fight to be on a fucking Save Ferris Deprogrammed.
Do they have enough in their catalog?
Maybe.
Like two albums?
Three albums, maybe? I don't know.
A bunch of
EVs. Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out. All right, so where
is it
are
my
you?
Turn?
I think so. Yeah, Danger Woman was me, so okay. It's your turn.
I'm going to play a potentially a very strong one because it's number two on my list, The Cat with Two Heads.
Oh. Ah, son of a bitch. No.
I don't have it either.
Is that going in the trash?
I don't have it either.
I'm so sorry.
Oh. Trash.
Okay. That's a tough one.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. That was one of the songs that I said before with Super Rad that I almost didn't want to try to take. And then the first time I heard it, when he went science, I said, shit, I got to take it. I got to take it. I'm sold.
That was one of my last cuts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a song that has stuck with me for a very long time. That is a disappointing piece of garbage, but unfortunately that's what it is.
Sometimes, man, sometimes the greatest ones don't even get that past that first round. All right, so let's see.
Well, we did see Even Flo and Jeremy go into the trash, and then in the trash episode, Jeremy didn't even make it out of the trash in the trash episode.
Wow. Jeremy went in the trash, really?
Yeah, Jeremy went in the trash out of six people.
That was on the championship edition.
We did a trash episode featuring all the songs that went in the trash, and Jeremy got trashed again.
Wow. That's surprising.
A little bit, but it's all the hardcore Pearl Jam bass.
I'm not a big Pearl Jam fan. That's like the only Pearl Jam song I really know. So
that's a lot of people would kind of.
I'm not like a 90s, 2000s person. I don't. Sorry.
That's all right.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's mine.
Yes, it is Chris's turn.
Let's go weird. The Ballad of Mr. Bonkers.
No.
Nope.
No. Yeah, I didn't think so. That's okay. I didn't think so. It's fine.
It wasn't a bad one, but.
Yeah. I've got a couple of ones. I got a couple on here that are weird like that, where I'm like, it's probably not going to get the votes, but I'm putting them on there anyway.
Well, again, kind of like with the Korn song, it's like it's fun to just bring it to the table to see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
It's
all about the discussion.
Yep. All right, Jenny, what song do you want to discuss?
I'm going to discuss the one that gave me the strongest Devo vibes, the one that really was like, wow. I mean, I know that they were like influenced by them, but holy shit, this one, Amino Man.
That was like 23. Shit.
Not on my list.
That was very high on my list. And I love that chorus kind of sounds like he's saying he's a mean old man and not a Amino Man. I really dug that one, but unfortunately, yeah, just because 14 of those were so strong to me. Yeah.
No, I get it.
That's a cool fun fact about the MC Bat Commander, because on Yo Gabba Gabba, Mark Mothersbaugh is on all the time. And it must have been so amazing for him to be such a huge Devo fan growing up. And then get to work with frickin' Mark Mothersbaugh every frickin' week or whatever their timeline was with that show.
Mark Mothersbaugh deserves a lifetime achievement award from just everything he's ever done. From
and
Rats
also
to Thor.
Yeah. Also to have Devo on the show would must have been big for them.
not that this really does anything but hurt you a little bit more, Jenny, Amino Man was like 23, 24. Like, it was right in the mix. So just wanted to twist the knife.
It's up there.
I mean, it's up there.
Yeah.
I get it. It's, I mean, like I said, I kind of just wanted to bring it to the table because that was the one that, you know, to me, when I heard it, I was like, it really was very apparent that
they
were influenced by Devo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Scott actually got Offspring vibes from that song, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't hear that, but I didn't listen to enough Offspring, I guess, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably the, probably that part, right?
Yeah, it's adjacent.
Yeah.
All right. I've been looking at this one for a long time, and I keep passing over it for all these other songs, but I feel like... between the title and how much fun the song is, and it, I mean, all the songs have exclamation points. Food Fight on the Moon!
Yes!
No, I don't have it, but that is a fun song.
It is a fun song, but no, I don't have it.
Okay, though. I finally landed one.
You did get one.
I landed one. Yay!
I wrote my note on that one literally was just, well, that was fun.
Yes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And that's all you need. Like, it's just... You know, maybe...
of course, you know he's going to just say, Food Fight on the Moon!
Yes. Like... So maybe it doesn't make it
and
all the way
because I'm
through.
A fan of the show, like, mm-hmm. I could see that being, like, a video of theirs. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, them bouncing around and doing a Food Fight on the Moon. Yeah. I would love to see that if it doesn't already exist.
Throw a banana and have it just drift off.
Right.
All
chocolate
right.
pudding. I feel like that's, that's a thing.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're nowhere near the 10 that we thought you thought we might be.
I know. Ready. We were so hopeful. Aww. We were so hopeful.
But it's okay. It's okay. We're still doing all right. All right, Randy, you are up.
I'm going to play one from Myths and Legends, my favorite album of theirs, The Wild Sea.
Yes. Holy shit.
Yay.
I'm shocked.
I love that song. And I think it's just because it's so... wholesome that he's like writing this fantasy song about him and his dad like fighting sea monsters or something like that. It almost brought a tear to my eye, like, oh, that's really sweet of him there. And again, you said I forget what song it was, but you said that it kind of felt like, oh, maybe it was Red Sweater, that he was writing a love song as a 10-year-old. This kind of I felt like he was writing a song as a 10-year-old and making a comic book out of it. And it just, it sat really well with me.
Well, the funny thing to me was that, like, you know, I already had Chemical Bomb on the list at that point. Mm-hmm. And then I heard this one and I was like, it's the same song, but I was like, I like this one so much better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like the way he's saying that this is the siren singing, doing that, the background bit. And I was like, that, I love that. I mean, I love Chemical Bomb, but I erased that. I thought that was going to be the one that I get yelled at for.
Well, TBD.
Yeah. Who knows? We'll see.
Well, that's fine.
All right. Did you have the Wild Sea, Chris?
So there's only two?
Only two on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Chris, you're up.
I'll do another weird one. Captain Hampton and the Midget Pirates. No? Oh, I fucking love that song.
I wanted that one. Like, when I wrote my list... Good. I had like a star next to it because I was like Captain Hampton and the Problematic Pirates.
Yeah, really?
Because, you know.
Yeah, you can.
They
wrote
that song a long time
Poking
ago.
Poking on knees. Slashing our bums. Come on.
It was a lot of fun, and I really almost included it anyway, just so we could have that discussion. But
okay.
There was so many other songs. That
yeah, no, fair enough. The title. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, I just
love that song.
I didn't want to wade into those waters, even though, like, Brad Williams says that's the word you should use.
Right.
I don't feel okay with using that word. So,
yeah, some people think that it's okay to use the R word too, and I don't agree with that at all.
Nah, I don't like that one.
Nope, no, me neither. All right. So we are over to Jenny.
Oh, let's see. Where do I want to go? Oh man, I love. This song, Skeleton Inside.
No.
It's off their newest one.
That was one of the runners up from the new album. But yeah. Nah.
Where did I have that? Did I have that making a cut?
That was on my first cut. I don't know that it made the second cut. No,
it did not make it.
I love that it's just like, help, there's a skeleton inside of me. And it's like a spooky Halloween sound. Oh my God, there's a skeleton inside of me.
Yeah. That was definitely. It definitely made my first pass. I couldn't tell you where I lost it, but it definitely made my first pass. Now I'm feeling like
it's understandable.
There's like a handful here that I've got that I'm like, oh man, I'm going to be all alone on. Like, holy I can shit. See it coming.
I see it coming.
I'm sorry. I'm on my desk and I just found my high school photo ID. Y'all want to see that?
Here, hold on. Wow, look at you.
Nice.
Like a model.
Class of 89. I was 3 in 89.
Oh, fuck you.
Well, I was. I can't change that. It's a legit fact.
I know. I just hate it when people point out how fucking old I am.
I was pointing out how young I am. Which, in return, pointed out.
Fair enough.
Oh, geez. All right. So are we back to me, right?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango. All right. I'm going to trot this one out. I don't know that this one's going to land, but I couldn't bring myself to cut it. And I kept coming back to bomb, bomb, bomb. Adventure Today.
I wanted to put that one on so bad, but I had so many from Myths and Legends that I just said, this just misses. And I love that song. Willie Don't Got an Eye.
Yes.
Like, oh my God. That song is so much fun. I wish I put it, but sorry.
Nope. Sorry.
Oh. Sorry. Yeah, I had a feeling. All right. We need to start landing some stuff here because. We
really do.
I know. We're not going to hit our unanimous. We were so hopeful at the beginning of the episode.
Well, the thing that worries me is we may be digging a whole lot out of the trash.
The problem is there's too many good songs to choose from.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Randy?
Bring us back, Jenny. Bring us back from the brink. What do you got?
I think it's me.
Yes.
But... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep.
All right. I'm looking at one.
You should never count.
I think this has a chance. How about Martian Girl?
Yes.
I got it.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Back on the board.
Which one?
Fury.
Yes.
Actually, I think
I also mean Fury. Yeah.
I think I went that way too. Yep.
Absolutely.
Let's get a little.
Because that one that's actually missed for me the first time through on Revenge. But then when I got to the version of Fury, I was like, oh, wait a minute.
This is a good freaking song. It has more synth on that version. Yeah.
That's easily top 10, maybe top 5. Yeah.
That was the other song along with Superhead and Cat with Two Heads that I tried to make the list without, but impossible.
Right. Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah.
So catchy.
All right. Let's get a little of that.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, I don't know. Whoa.
Top row over here.
There
you go. All right. We're back in play here. Chris.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. Here's my other Justin pick. Hockey Fight.
No.
Did I miss a song called Hockey Fight? I don't remember that. Right?
Off the Fury of the Aquabats. Hockey Fight. It's 41 seconds long.
That would be why it didn't make it.
No. Yeah.
I don't even have that listed. Hockey Fight?
I don't know. I don't think I can play it. Can I play it?
I never saw a song called Hockey Fight.
All right. You said it's on Fury?
That would have been on my mind for sure.
I don't think I can share my audio.
At a certain point, I had so many songs from Fury that I was like, I'm not even going to look at any other songs. Cut myself off.
I
had 7, I think, on my first cut.
It's like a friggin' thrash rock. Hockey fight.
Miss a song? That's horrible. I should be cut. I need to be cut from the show for that.
Possible. I thought Justin might pick that one. So
I do,
and I love it.
It's definitely on.
It makes my top 20. Yeah, it's on Fury.
I'm looking at Fury right now. I don't see it.
So unless
is it on return?
Fury of the Aquabats.
Huh.
Expanded 2018 remaster.
Ah.
Was that like a
that might be
B side or something?
Yeah. So maybe it's an extra.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh.
Huh. Dang.
Expanded 2018 remaster. Maybe it's not on the original.
Okay. Well, I mean, hey, look. These things happen. Right.
It's at the bottom. That makes sense.
Yep.
That's fine. That's my bad.
All right. Jenny?
It happens.
It does.
At least we all got the pick on you, and that's what's important here.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I can take it. I'm on vacation.
You're a rookie. It's your first go around.
I can take anything. I'm on vacay.
Okay. I'm going to go to Return of the Aquabats with a CD Repo Man.
Yes!
I like that song, but nah.
I love that song. I love that song. Yes, absolutely. Top 10.
I don't have it.
That was one of the first ones that I was like, oh, fuck yeah. I think because like everybody's just had their CDs snaked by their friends.
Exactly.
Like, hey, yeah. Didn't I let you borrow that?
That's true.
How many times have I had to buy the CD because people keep stealing it?
Oh, and when I was about 2000, 2001, I was the only one of my friends that had a CD burner. So people used to sleep over my house just so we can burn CDs all night. So I made a lot of friends quick.
So it looks like we're nice. Well out of in NTP now. Looks like we got 12 in the conversation.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah,
pretty solid.
And 9 threes, it looks like. So.
Okay.
All right.
Mm.
And, of course, the 3 unanimous. All right. So we are over to me, right?
You.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do I got left? 1, 2, 3, 4. I still have 8. So let's do 2 more rounds, and then we'll clear out. I love this one, and I think I threw Chris off because I tweeted the lyrics just before we started the show. The legend
and I fucking cut it. I fucking cut it.
The legend is
just
true.
To be spiteful.
The roulette wheel was. The roulette wheel was going and
it was on my list and I cut it and I thought about bringing it back and I didn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Say it.
That's how you play the game.
Do it.
The legend is
do
true.
It. Do it. Cut it.
Don't
motherfucker. It. That was my last my cut. Own? That was my last yeah. cut.
Made my first pass. What? You're on your own. Trash Island.
I had it and I cut it. And then I saw you tweet it, and I was like, shit, maybe I should bring it back? No, I'm not bringing it back. Fuck it. My list
is
done.
I like your...
I'll tell you what I cut
it for. I like your face.
My next pick.
You like mine?
I'll tell you what I cut it for.
I love that. The legend is true.
I like your fangs. You like mine, too.
Yeah. Oh, wait, but we're only doing 2 more passes. I don't know that I want to say that song.
All right.
I got a lot of songs left.
Yes, sir.
If we're all only right. doing 2 more passes, it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
If we're only doing 2 more passes, I can't save this song for the dump out. And I think it's going to get, because we talked about this, Otto. We talked about this.
This should be unanimous.
I got it.
Pizza Day.
Yes. Come on. Unanimous.
Oh. No.
God damn it, Jenny.
Oh, God. It was so close. That was like probably number 21. That was like, I was looking right at it like, oh my God, I really like Pizza Day.
It's another one of those nostalgia songs that, yeah, it speaks to me.
Now, can I ask you guys, have you ever had a burrito in a bag?
No.
Is it
yes.
a thing?
Oh.
It's, I think they mean like those nukeable burritos.
Okay.
Like what
oh.
you get at 7-Eleven
oh,
or whatever.
Yeah. Okay,
that'd be my
okay.
guess. Yeah.
I was thinking like an actual brown paper bag with like... random ingredients in it and you have to put it together yourself.
Well, they do that with like Fritos or something. They add like meat and like taco toppings into a Fritos
really?
Bag and they call it like a walking taco.
Yeah. That's not what they're talking about though. Burrito in a bag is, I'm pretty sure, those little 1-minute nukeable burritos.
Right.
Wow. In a bag.
It's in a bag. You open it up, you eat it. Yeah.
Well, it's... Well, it's strong at least, and it doesn't sound like we have a lot of convincing.
Also, the only other one that was brought up by listeners.
I don't want to cut.
Was Pizza Day. Yep.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a big Aquabat song. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's number right, so two, Chris. Number three on Spotify most listens.
All right. I don't want to lose this one. Hello, good night.
Oh.
No, it's my top five.
Jenny oh, wait, I have that one.
One of my favorites.
Jenny saved it.
Thank you. That's one of my favorites.
Put these in instead of album order.
It's just so different from the rest of their stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was why I picked it. It was a little bit more serious, and it was kind of like, I felt like it had a good 2020 message. It was like, hey, you know what? Shit sucks.
Yeah.
But it's going to get better.
All right.
You know?
Jenny. Yes.
My turn? I got to figure out what I'm going to do with my last two picks. This is difficult.
You only have two? I got a lot left.
Before the dump out, yeah.
Well,
I think she means just the...
Oh, I got you. I got you. I know what you mean. All right. My bad.
I'm going to go... I know nobody's going to have this. I don't care.
Nope.
Radio Down from High Five Soup.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I love that Biz Markie was on it. It just kind of added a little extra something. It's
another Yo Gabba Gabba thing. Biz Markie.
Yeah, another guy that just fits. This right
is beat of the day. This is beat of the day. Jules used to do business beat all the time. It cracked me up. She would try so hard.
Kid shows.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, so we're.
It's so fucking
we're
good.
Back around to me.
It's the best kid show.
I think I'm gonna throw out another Charge song here, and this one just makes me laugh a lot.
I'm a lot
and
of Charge.
The name of course does as well, so that helps. And this is just a silly way for me to close out my actual picks. Demolition Rickshaw.
Made my first pass.
Yeah,
made okay. My first pass, but
it did, but yeah, I know.
Sorry. I really like that one though. I kept listening to it over and over at the end.
That
like,
one doesn't hurt me as much as Meltdown. One? Meltdown like physically hurt.
Cat right, with two heads, that was a really, really tough one. This is my last one. Okay, you tried to play some bad guys before, and I don't think they worked. I'm going to play a bad guy, and I really hope this one works. This is off of Return. I'm sorry, it's off of Fury. No. Powder and Milk Man.
No.
Definitely made my first pass, but did not make it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but yeah, didn't make the final.
He must die. So do we not have a villain going into the conversation? Maybe we can get to that, but...
I might. I'll try. All right, I'll try. I have a couple that I was thinking for my last pick. I was going to go with the one that I cut Justin's song for, but I'm going to go with this.
Oh, fuck me.
Off a High Five Suit, Shark Fighter.
I love Shark Fighter.
I have that one.
I don't have it, but I've...
Son of a bitch.
But Jenny does.
You don't have it? Oh, God damn it.
Jenny, you have it?
I had it. Yeah, I had it.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, you have it. Okay. Around.
Yeah, so it's in the conversation.
All right.
Okay, good.
Jenny...
Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. Is I put this song specifically because I thought if I didn't have it, Chris was going to yell at me. And I sacrificed a spot because I tried to play the game.
So yeah.
No, it never works. It never works.
I'm going to laugh if it's not on my list.
I know it's not going to be on your list because I think you would have mentioned it by now. I'm so mad at you. I quit this game. I'm never playing this game again.
All lies.
Hey.
Canis Lupus.
It is on my list.
Wow.
I haven't gotten to it yet, but it is absolutely on my list.
Look at
that. Of course that song is on my list, Jenny. Come on.
Well, you didn't say it as your last pick, so I was like, well, if he didn't say it by now, then he's
not
going to be on
because we were
there.
Talking
the
about
hell?
A villain, so I wanted to put Shark Fighter out there because sharks are a villain.
Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't yell at me.
No,
I just yelled
absolutely.
At you in advance.
That is absolutely on my list. How could it not be?
Okay. So,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to dump out here. I got 5 left. Let's see if I can land any of these. No One Wants to Party. All right.
Nope.
Antimatter.
Oh, God. I love that one, though. No.
Nope.
That was a last cut.
No One Wants to Party.
Awesome Forces.
One, yeah.
Hey. All right.
Yes.
All right. Charge. Nope. Awesome Forces. I could not get away from Charge stuff. And Chris Otto. And well, there's a lot
only
of records.
Had two
so.
Off a Charge.
All right. Yeah, last two.
Good
Aliens
album,
and Monsters.
But I only had two.
All right.
Nope.
No.
And then this was my
that
one
was,
that I could
oh,
have
so
swapped
close.
Out. Fight Song. Yeah, I didn't think that one was going to land.
Nope.
Nah.
Nope.
I didn't know we could like
yeah,
just
that's
dump
what
we had left.
Turn.
Can I dump what
so
I have left?
It's Randy's turn, though.
All right.
It's okay.
All right, I got you now. All I'm right, new to the game.
See, if we share
game.
If we share all these songs, then you don't have to dump. So I think I have 4 left. I'm going through this through my head. Hey, Luno.
Oh, it was really close, but no.
Great song. I didn't think anybody would pick it, but that song just sticks
was
in my head.
Really,
another Devo
really
sounding
close.
Song.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I really like that one. Let's see. We played. I love a lot of things about this band, but I love popping a wheelie on my bike.
Don't have
nobody.
It.
I love that song. Don't have it.
That was another. That was a reach from the later albums. But yeah, that one is great. You mentioned this before, Jenny. Chemical Bomb.
Nope.
And the last one I have is from Return. We didn't pick a whole lot of like ska-ish songs. I guess Red Sweater and a couple of those other ones are, you know, they're most ska sounding songs. But I picked literally one with ska in the title because. You know, Chewbacca, Lake Titicaca, Chewbacca's on a scooter, man. Holy crap. Sky Robot Army.
No, it was close. It was really close.
That made my first cut.
All right, Chris, you want to clear it out?
All right, let me dump what I got. Aquabat March.
Nope.
Fucking love that song. Just the different tunes they play and the whole, you know, we don't want to fight, but please be cool. Don't bring your guns. Anyway. All right, no one's got that one. Kansas Lisbus, you said. Awesome Forces, Shark Fighters. We did Pink Pants with Strong Bad. Pink Pants.
Strong Bad on it? I didn't even
yes.
realize that.
Yeah.
Strong Bad and Homestar Runner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How did I look over that?
I thought about adding that just for that reason, because I thought it might rope in a new listener who, you know, has been on the
exactly.
internet for many years.
That's why it's on mine. Like, it's not the yep. best song, but it's got fucking Strong Bad in it.
Yep.
No? All right. And here's the one that I cut. That other song, Justin. Deer Spike.
Nope.
No? And I could have sworn you tweeted about Deer Spike like a week ago, Justin.
I.
And that's why
dear
I
sir,
cut the one and added this
Heathcliff.
One. Son of a bitch.
As I do.
No one should.
Heathcliff does it again.
Oh, God.
Fucking Heathcliff.
All right, you want to dump out, Jenny?
All right. Fine.
I got 2 left, because apparently I matched enough that I don't have to say that many that aren't going to match
alert.
Anybody else. Nerd Alert and Phantasma Del Mar.
All right.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I liked it because it was, I try to have like one instrumental on every list, and that was, I don't think they do very many.
No,
Scott Robot Army was kind of close, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It had like a real surfy kind of vibe to it all that right. I liked, so, you know. That's it.
What was the one song, Jenny, that you said that you wouldn't listen to or that bothered you?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but it had a really strong auto tune. And I wrote down that I was like, no.
Okay, then it might not be the one I'm thinking about, because the album that it's on, they probably didn't use auto tune. Did anybody get through?
High Five Soup BFF.
Oh.
No. Oh, BFF. That was close.
I liked it up to the auto tune.
To my top 20, but yeah, no, I cut it.
Did anybody have a problem listening to Tiny Pants? Because Tiny Pants just really, I almost added it because it was so weird and so different, but I couldn't even get through the song.
Not have even made my first cut, because I'm not, it's not ringing any bells.
It's so weird. It's off of Floating Eye, I think. Yeah, it's off Floating Eye.
Okay.
It's such a weird one, and I wanted to try to find a way to get a really, really fucked up one on, and I went I fell asleep on my arm instead, but that one just did not sit well.
So let's play the game, though. Let's see where we go. We got Play-Doh, Red Sweater, and Martian Girl are in.
Oh, Tiny Pants. Okay, yeah, that did make my first cut.
All right.
I had to listen to it again, sorry.
So
carry on.
Have 13. Well, okay, let me see what we have in the conversation first. 17 in the conversation. 13 of those have three of us. So do we want to look? So 13 of the 17 had 3 out of 4. Yeah. Do we want to look at?
Wow.
I think the Wild Sea was one of them. No. Wait a second. Hold on.
Speak to us on Magic Spreadsheet.
I think the spreadsheet is on the fritz. Yeah, because the Wild Sea only had 2.
Orc?
Shit. I feel like. All right, so we're just going to go. Wait, what's going on?
It only had 2, yeah.
Okay, so we're just going to run down these. We won't bother with the twos and threes. We'll just put through what needs to go through. Here's the 17 that are in the discussion. CD Repo Man, Super Rad, Giant Robot Birdhead, Lovers of Loving Love, Canis Lupus, Hello, Good Night, Fashion Zombies, Look at Me, I'm a Winner, Awesome Forces? I thought Awesome Forces. No, I did land that. The Shark Fighter, Hey Homies, Food Fight on the Moon, Pajamas On, mm-hmm. Pool Party, Pizza Day, Danger Woman, and The Wild Sea. So what needs to, like, what should have been unanimous, I guess, is the question.
There's a lot here.
All the ones that start with P. I was saying this to Marlene earlier. Some of their best songs, they all start with P. Pajamas On.
They like to pop their P's.
Pool Party should all be.
I'm not going to argue any of those, because you hit Myths and Legends to me is like their best album, and kind of a change of tune going from ska to just a band that is kind of more synth with horns. Mm-hmm. And Pool Party and Pizza Day are easily the two best and probably most approachable songs off that record, where anybody can relate to those two. You know, the two themes of it. Hey, a pool party for everybody at my school, and Pizza Day. Like, everybody had Pizza Day growing up.
Pizza Day wasn't unanimous.
No, I think it had 3.
I could easily be convinced on Pizza Day.
Right.
And then Pajamas On, I think, is a really good representation for the new albums. Like, if we don't use one from High Five Soup, we have 3 from High Five Soup and 1 from Kooky Spooky. I'm okay with Pajamas On being the one representation of the later Aquabats years. But
yeah, I think Pajamas On and Skeleton Side were the only ones off of Kooky Spooky mentioned, if I recall.
Really?
Well, yeah. Karate Buddy, too. Karate Buddy. Yeah.
I feel like I had 2.
Was Karate Body? Yeah.
Was Karate Body? Was that off? Okay, also, I thought that was off one of their earlier albums. My bad. All right.
Yeah. Also true. Nope, see, that's where I have the advantage. I have no connection. Like, it all came out this week to me. So. All
right. Right. Yeah.
So. Me and Jenny were the holdouts on Pool Party. I feel like considering like how hard you guys were pushing for that and disappointed that it was not in.
It has to be in.
Yeah. It has to be in. Like, that's the song everybody knows. That's the song that was on Yo Gabba Gabba. When Yo Gabba Gabba goes on tour, the Aquabats go on tour with them just to play Pool Party. And the kids go fucking insane for that song. They play it at every one of their damn shows.
What are you thinking, Jenny?
It's gotta be Pool Party. Gotta be.
I'm totally cool with... See, I don't know. Like, I kind of put those almost in the same category because it has like kind of that nostalgia angle to it. And between the two, I like Pizza Day better. And that was so close for me, and it's 3 out of 4 anyway. Like, I would push for that one first.
Right. Well, we can then we can put Pizza Day in, and then put Pool Party kind of on the side.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's hard to say no to any song.
All right, so let's tackle Randy's thoughts on putting Pajamas On through again. Pajamas On got 3 of 4, and if we want to just kind of let that be the representation for the later albums.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Hey Homies is a good one, but
Hey Homies is really good.
Pajamas, it's so relevant. And you know, if you're showing this to a friend that has no idea what the Aquabats are, they're going to be like, oh, that's what I did all summer. I sat home and watched Amazon and ordered shit in my pajamas. Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
And that was a really close one for me, so I'm good with that too.
If you don't like a package, you can send it right package. I fucking love that line.
At this point, we are losing. What else has two from these later ones? So we're losing Food Fight on the Moon. Right. So we're losing Hey Homies.
Yeah.
And losing
hurts. Shark That's fire. Fine. I'll let it go. All
right. So,
God damn it.
Yep. Again.
That's part of it.
Bite sharks, not for money. We still but for love.
12. Hold on.
All right. No, that's fine.
Oh, that's right. Pool Party.
A shark ate his fucking girlfriend, and he's a shark fighter.
Play-Doh, red sweater.
So we got 12 for 5 spots? Is that what we're looking at?
So what's sticking out now that kind of like has to? I feel like Super Rad.
Super Rad. Especially if it's the only other Fury.
I'll allow Super Rad, even though I didn't have it. I'll allow it. Super Rad's a great song.
Super Rad's in the conversation for number one with a bullet for me.
Yes, we will. We will get there. All right, so Super Rad is in. Well, and that's it from Fury, right? Yeah, and everything else is just ones. Yep. Yeah.
Three songs representing Fury is really good.
Eye of Death, we have Giant Robot Birdhead landed 3. I've got
it. Did
myself you so was and only Jenny two. For Giant Robot Birdhead.
Oh, okay, I thought it was just me and you. Okay. Is that going to be our like superhero villain type one? If we are playing that game, because we don't have a song like that yet. Super Rad is kind of like, you know, they're almost their theme song in a way that it's you know.
What about Martian Girl?
Martian Girl's in.
I know, but that's kind of the superhero supervillain song, even though it's also fits into their love song category.
Yeah, I think you'd need
Danger Woman that could do that too.
Danger Woman absolutely does that. I'm only holding out Danger Woman to try to get Pool Party in, and you know, if we're spreading the wealth of the albums, that's my only thing. And do we have any Floating Eye yet? We do not have any Floating Eye yet. I would say my favorite off of Floating Eye, even though we have good, strong representation in the love department, Lovers of Loving Love is my favorite off of that album, easily.
Yes.
I really like that one, so I'm kind of good with it. It's, I mean, we've already got like the Red Sweater is kind of their, kind of a romantic sort of song. So
Martian Girl too. Yeah,
we're at six.
Yeah. And I think Martian Girl kind of hits a couple different themes for them.
Right.
Martian Girl is also on two different albums.
Right. Return and Fury.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. Floating Eye of Death. Definitely.
I think that Lovers of
Loving Love. Yeah, absolutely. And
Giant Robot Birdhead is, that could be like 10th. That could just make it. But I think there are a lot of here. Like, we got to get a Charge song on. Mm-hmm. And just thinking about the themes again, like, we don't have a monster, you know, lot of their songs are about monster movies, and there's a song called Monster Wedding. Like, we got to, I think Fashion Zombies has to go in.
I'll allow Fashion Zombies. Ooh. If we drop Giant Robot.
I'm good with that deal.
See, for Floating Eye of Death, I have Hello, Goodnight, like, you know how you have on Spotify favorites songs with the little heart highlighted? Mm-hmm. That's actually one of my heart highlighted songs. I love that song so goddamn much. So I'll argue for that. But if you want, but for the villain thing, well, though, yeah, I'll
Fashion Zombies.
I'd rather. What were we talking about? I just blacked out.
Fashion Zombies.
Fashion Zombies.
I'd argue for Fashion Zombies over Giant Robot Bird. All right.
Yeah. So Fashion Zombies, have we determined that's it?
Yeah.
It's, I see it on the list.
I'm seriously. I mean, I had both, so I mean, I can't.
Again, it's tough. We're talking about songs that we all like. You know, this is all stuff that's really good. We're going to leave out at least three or four of these are going to be really top tier Aquaman songs.
Right. I'm just trying not to leave out the ones that I'm like, oh my god, I love that song so goddamn much it hurts. In.
Yeah, we have three left.
And
we don't have anything from Floating Eye of Death. And what's in play? Hello, Goodnight, Canis Lupus, and we just, Chris, with some gamesmanship, Giant Robot Birdhead is out. So let's see.
Giant Robot Birdhead. That means Lovers of Loving Love is, that's the strong song.
Lovers of Loving Love has got to be in there.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, let's do that. Lovers. That puts us at eight.
Got to be in there. What else did I have from that album?
Let's go back to the pool party conversation.
It's got to be pool party. I don't know how pool party does not make this list. That blows my mind.
I don't
blows my mind that two of you did not choose pool party.
Because I'm not cool enough to have a pool party.
And I get that it's because...
That's the point of the song.
I get that it's because...
They weren't cool enough to have a pool party either.
Exactly. I get that it's because you don't know the Aquabats that beforehand. You're new to the Aquabats.
This is going to attract a lot of people.
Except I listened to them like 15 years ago. I just didn't... I don't know them like well enough to go to their shows and stuff.
Right. But pool party's got to be on there.
Yeah, I think this is going to attract any... Like, you just think of just looking at the title, you're like, oh, okay, this could be a lot of fun. I think for anybody that's going to look at the top 10 list and see Pizza Day and Pool Party next to each other, they're going to be like, oh, all right, I'm pretty sold on this.
When you tweet at the Aquabats, check out our playlist of songs that we think that define you. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, Pool Party. That's definitely on the list.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely going to be tweeting at the Aquabats. I follow them. They follow me. So
they follow you.
So what do we have left? We only have two left.
Follower.
I am not including Pool Party yet.
Including Pool Party.
Where are you at with Pool Party, Jenny?
Are we not? Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. So let's get.
That's fine. I don't care.
Oh.
Now the last one we can. Yeah,
because I'm looking at what do we have from Charge? Fashion Zombies. Okay, all right. So,
Fashion Zombies.
Yes, I said I love Fashion Zombies. If we drop the other one,
if we're fighting for another Charge song, I'd fight for "Look at Me, I'm a Winner."
That is a good song.
As far as
that was a late cut.
Well, we managed to represent everything too. So.
So this is just kind of, this is almost a freebie. What's the best song left on the board? I have mine ranked right now as Look at Me, I'm a Winner, Danger Woman, then Wild All right. Sea. That's how I have
Do you have
ranked.
A dog in the fight, Chris? Something that you're really hoping for that's left? All right, so here's...
What are the top nine?
Here's what's in. Play-Doh, Where are we at? Super Rad, Red Sweater, Martian Girl, Lovers of Loving Love, Fashion Zombies, Pajamas On, Pool Party, and Pizza Day. Pop the...
I gotta fight for Hello Goodnight. All right. I gotta
Jenny,
fight
is there something sticking
Goodnight?
Out
I'm
to
sorry.
You?
I actually... I lean towards Hello Goodnight also. It's a little different. It gives a different dynamic to the playlist that we put together here. So.
All right. So at this point, sounds like we can use Awesome Forces. Yep. Yeah. Go.
Bye-bye, CD Repo Man.
CD Repo Man is really good, too.
What are you fighting for, Justin? You've been asking us, but do you have an opinion?
I'm leaning towards Hello, I'm a Winner, because, or Look at Me, I'm a Winner, because... Like I said, it's kind of like a theme song for me. But I can understand the argument.
That's probably the second
I could see
one
the argument for too, but... Hello Goodnight, like yeah. representing a different sound.
Now, do we go back to the idea that Martian Girl is our only... like villain song, and you know, would Danger Woman take that spot of having, you know, more supervillains in this?
Here's how I look at this. Here's our last three: Hello Goodnight, Look at Me, and Danger Woman for the last spot.
That's fair. Wild Seasons. So that's a great song, but I can
it is
I can live with that.
And we already have Martian Girl as a given.
So
yes,
Martian Girl's
to me that puts okay. Danger Woman at the bottom of the list, because what you have for Hello Goodnight is a different sound representation. Look at Me, you have the new ear gravitated towards it, and I had Danger Woman, so like I'm cool with getting another villain in. So, but of those three, Danger Woman's
it's a tough call. I'm fine with any of these three, and I understand the argument for Hello Goodnight. Do we have a song that's kind of like Look at Me, I'm a Winner? Like, I feel like that's in the category of Pool Party Pizza Day,
fair
where
enough.
It's like kind of nerdy, kind of
yeah, fair enough,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't.
Kind of jokey.
Did Awesome Forces make it?
It did not.
Mm-mm. Hmm. Because that's along those lines.
There's nothing. All right, so we're going to have to do it this way. We're going to have to do it democratically. The three songs are Hello, Goodnight, Look at Me, I'm a Winner, Danger Woman. If between those three, what's the one, Randy?
Fuck.
Fuck. So look at me, number. Look at Me, I'm a Winner is in my top five. However, like going back to just the idea that they're a superhero band, that you need super villain representation. Powdered Milk Man would have worked really well.
Ooh,
here, but
okay.
I'll
Chris,
put Danger Woman at the
one
top.
Of those three we already know.
Yeah.
No, I gotta go with Hello Goodnight.
Jenny,
it's one of my favorite songs of theirs. I gotta go with it. It's voting with my heart.
Oh my god, why do I have to choose? You know, I don't know anything. Why are you asking me? My gut is telling me that Hello Goodnight rounds out the sounds, but Danger Woman is like, from what I could tell, that's like one of their quintessential songs. Like, that's one of their things. So I mean, like, I feel like we wouldn't be representing them if we didn't have that. So
Jenny is backing up. Jenny's backing up Danger Woman.
Been thrown.
I'm on the fence.
Hello, Goodnight's the dark horse for sure.
It is.
But
it definitely is.
Like I said, I got to vote with my heart.
And I think Look at Me, I'm a Winner is really, really a strong song. But
it's a great song.
Like, a lot of these can take its place and it'll still be okay. Like Danger Woman's number 6 on my list. I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine putting that in. Hello, Goodnight didn't make mine, but I think I understand the argument for it, but I also think that when, you know, I'm just, again, looking
which
at
one
it,
is
I'm just
more
like,
likely
you need
to attract
supervillain,
a new listener, Hello, Goodnight or Danger Woman? Because I feel like
do we do the playoff? You know, should we do a playoff?
It has, but it never works.
Has it gotten
like
to this point?
It's just going
to
make things worse. So,
it usually makes it worse. I just need to hear "Hello, Goodnight" one more time. Just refresh it because it didn't make my final list.
It's just so different from all
of
their songs.
So here's Danger Woman first because I was already down that part.
With so many Aquabat songs, you could see my head bouncing like this. But not this one. It's different.
Yeah, I have to go with this one.
It's like a lullaby, kind of.
And just the themes of it with the whole, you know, living and dying.
All right, so Jenny's backing that up, and all right, let me.
I'm 100%.
All right, so Danger Woman hits the cutting room floor here.
Yeah. Oh, that's a tough one.
It's such a good song. I that's a tough. That's a tough choice.
Mm-hmm.
But. I gotta go with
I totally get the argument.
We've got Play-Doh, Super Rad, Red Sweater, Martian Girl, Lovers of Loving Love, Hello, Goodnight, Fashion Zombies, Pajamas On, Pool Party, Pizza Day. We've done an hour and 37, and it only gets harder from here. Randy, what is the number one with a bullet?
Oh man, my gut just says Super Rad because, and we haven't had a lot of discussions about Super Rad, but man, Super Rad is the one that is the song I think that turned me onto the band. And I think the song that really was kind of passed down as like the, I guess, ska scene kind of song. And it's just, it kind of defines them in a nutshell. And, you know, the whole superhero thing and there's wackiness, applesauce, like, it's their theme to me, you know, and I think Aquabats, that's the first thing that comes to my head is Super Rad. And mm-hmm. I think it's very approachable. Like it's got a catchy horn section, which is very important for them. And, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was actually used on like MTV commercials for a while, like in, you know, the late 90s or so. So
maybe it's an earworm.
That's another thing to just throw out there that, you know, people saw they saw highly of it. So I have to, and I think Play-Doh has a really good argument too, because it has the nostalgia features in that as well.
I'm gonna
but
back
like,
that.
I don't think you
Chris,
get much better
what are
than
you
Super
thinking?
Rad for this band.
For me, given my the late stage of my life and looking back on with nostalgia on, you know, how things used to be, it's gotta be Play-Doh, the whole Star Wars figures thing, the whole G.I. Joe thing. You know, Play-Doh used to come in a metal can. My kid got a shit ton of Play-Doh for Christmas, and it's all plastic. It's all plastic jars. Play-Doh, when they go through that verse where they name off all the Star Wars figures,
it does
by name, you know, Greedo, Chewbacca, I can't think of it that much. And Han, Boba Fett, blah blah blah. It's like, oh my god, that was yeah, that was my childhood. Fucking Star Wars, fucking G.I. Joe, fucking Devo. Devo was like the first weird band that I ever started listening to.
What are you thinking, Jenny?
I gotta go with Plato.
I immediately thought Super Rad, and I'm really glad it made the list so that we could vote that, because I feel, you know, the same way. Like, it kind of sums up everything that they're about. You know, they're fun. There's fighting. It's got the nostalgia. It's like, I mean, nobody uses the word rad anymore. but Plato was like my second, yep. a very close second. Yeah.
So we're going
factor.
Super Rad is our number one with a bullet, which will be our very first number one with a bullet for 2021. How about that? Very good. Excellent. Hey. Excellent. So, nice. Super Rad is our number one with a bullet. We've got Plato, Red Sweater, Martian Girl, Lovers of Loving Love, Hello, Good Night, Fashion Zombies, Pajamas On, Pool Party, Pizza Day, and hey, if you like me or this show, patreon.com/ohhijustin is a great place to support me or this show. Because, hey, look, for $1 a month, you get this show before the rest of the world. All my other podcasts go to my Patreon. I get the Oh Hi Justin Daily Pod, which, who doesn't need more me? Like a daily version of me? Come on, man. That sounds really awful when I say it like that. But really, it's really good for my brain, and we can chat about stuff. In the Discord, even the Legion of Stupid Discord, which, if you want to join, ask for a link from one of us, or you can just search Legion of Stupid on Discord and join the server and come have fun with us. We do Jackbox Night, which is a blast, on Tuesdays. We do Let's Playlist on Mondays, and all sorts of other stuff. And that one's free. You don't got to do nothing. Of course, if you join the Patreon, you get extra perks in the Discord. So just keep that in mind. But come play with us is what I'm saying. Come play with us. That's what we want. Ultimately, let's have fun. And what else? I think that's everything. Oh, yeah. This is a podcast. I guess you should probably subscribe, rate, comment. The best way to help if you ask... The best way to help, if you ask me, is by telling somebody. Tell somebody you listen to Deprogrammed, and word of mouth is the absolute best way to help me out. Thank you very much. And with that, I guess it's about time to say the Aquabats. Learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.